cyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
You hear so many ads for gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Learn all about gold IRA rollovers. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-897-9664. 800-897-9664. AmericanBullion.com. 800-897-9664.
A happy homecoming for a new American Cardinal. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall tells us about a New York welcome for him.
After about 20 minutes of prayers, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, wearing his new red hat, spoke about the honor of becoming a cardinal and how that honor goes out to all New Yorkers. Then he smiled and made a reference about the Empire State Building and how it will not be lit up in red to mark the occasion.
It was as if the Holy Father had placed the red hat upon the Statue of Liberty, home plate at Yankee Stadium, or at the Empire, at One World Trade Center.
Sophia Hall, CBS News.
Taylor Swift won't be able to accompany a New Jersey teen to his prom, but she'd like him to be her date for the Academy of Country Music Awards. Kevin McGuire has leukemia. His sister started a campaign to get the country star to go to the prom with him. Swift has invited the 18-year-old to the April Awards ceremony in Las Vegas. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just have a website, no. AdvanceAutoParts.com is an online parts palace. Stocked with so many quality parts and detailed product info, you'll want to leap through your screen. For safety's sake, just stick to clicking, man. And right now at AdvanceAutoParts.com, save 15% off replacement parts. Service is our best part. See AdvanceAutoParts.com for details.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. We appreciate you joining us on this Saturday. My co-host JP is here, always with his attitude. What do you think of the bill legalizing same-sex marriage in Maryland?
Boy, you really put me on the spot right off the bat.
What do you think of that?
I don't like same-sex marriage.
I'm against it. You are, really?
I'm against it.
You think they should outlaw it?
I think marriage is a word. It has meaning, and that's not the meaning.
Okay, but now. Okay, that seems kind of...
I don't care what you do in your house, but it's not a marriage.
Okay, but you don't expect that. But what about the law, though? Do you think they should stop you from getting married if you want to? I mean, you're the one that always says you should be able to do anything you want to do.
We stop all kinds of
people. But now you think that
married.
We should have a law against same-sex marriages? Is that what you're telling me? Kind of hypocritical. Kind of hypocritical, Mr. Conservative.
You can't change the meaning of a word just because you want to do something.
Hey, who decided it was between a man and a woman?
Okay, so...
Okay.
Are we going to have
marriage
this...
is marriage.
Right.
Yeah, it's marriage.
Between, that's what that means.
Between two people.
So now we can just have a minority group come out and campaign to have the English meaning of the word marriage change?
Hey, it's just a word.
It's just a word. Words have
meaning.
It's
a bond. Marriage means a bond. And I think it could be...
It means more than that.
It could be between any two people that want to. And I say, yeah, Marilyn, go for it. I don't care who marries who.
How about
a
man and a frog? Is that okay?
Well, we said two people. But if you want to get technical, I think I should be able to marry a frog if I want to.
How about a 30-year-old and a 12-year-old? So it's not just two people, is it? Society has an interest
in
determining which two people can get married.
Well, I know. But what I'm saying to you is... As a conservative who says the government shouldn't tell you what drugs you can take, what you do in your home, who you marry, or what. You're now saying there should be a law against it, which there is. It doesn't make any sense. You're like one of those Republicans that say also abortion should be illegal and women shouldn't have a choice. And the same thing. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You
see
where
I'm
coming from?
Saying, yeah.
You see where I'm coming from?
You're on a roll.
You can't
there,
have
aren't
it
you?
Two ways. Either the government stay out of our business or not.
But is that the option we're being offered? No. The
yes.
option of the government staying out of it would be that the government has no
say so
voice in marriages at all, which
exactly.
they never should have.
They shouldn't.
That was a church
all right
function.
Then. Okay, so then this is okay with you.
No, it's not okay, because now we're having the government have
it.
More voice in it.
Now
we're
having, we have a law against it.
We're having the government determine that anybody can get married, because everybody warned
oh, now
that,
don't you go
that if
bass
we start having
on
same-sex marriages, that the next step would be
they
polygamous marriages, and that's the next lawsuit that's been filed.
They shouldn't be able to tell me who I can marry.
Well,
just
yes,
like they
should.
Shouldn't be able to tell me what drugs I take or what I do in my own home or any of the other stuff that you've talked about to me,
because
being a conservative. That's what I've told you about that bums me out about Republicans, because they talk so much about the government should stay out of our lives, out of our business, protect our borders, take care of our veterans, and then there's always an if or unless, except, but.
Well, your rights, Jay, end when they
my right.
damage somebody else.
Well, who's it damaging
so
if I choose to marry a woman?
So you can swing your arm all you want,
who's
but
it
if your
damaging?
Hand hits somebody in the face, your rights ended there.
Who's it damaging? If
well,
I marry,
if you marry
another
your brother,
person.
Your children are liable to have birth defects. So we don't let siblings
well,
marry each other.
That used to happen all the time in the South.
Okay, well, the damages are there also in same-sex marriages.
No, you're nitpicking on what should and shouldn't be a law. And
well,
that's what I don't like about politics.
We can agree that the government should have no business in whether or what is a marriage.
So the politics should stop at the state.
So the answer isn't that the government get more involved in marriages. The answer should be that the government get out of the marriage business. They shouldn't be having marriage licenses. They shouldn't be giving special tax breaks to marriages. They should just get out of it.
Okay, good.
And if you want to live with a man or a woman, that's your business.
Thank you.
But don't come in and start making more government laws and saying, now the government says a man and a man can have a marriage. That's not the government's business.
I agree.
Okay.
So anybody should be able to marry whoever they want. But you do have to go by the rules and regulations of the state or the government. There's always the if, ands, buts.
So if you got the government out of it, then you have the conundrum of what about siblings? What about cousins?
Oh, you're
what
splitting
about,
hairs.
What about adults and
where
minors?
Where do we start? Where do we start getting them off our backs and stop deciding what we do with our lives? Where do we get them off our backs?
At the point where
Maryland
it damages society.
Maryland is starting, well, I don't think two women or two men marrying is damaging any society.
Well, I do.
Two men and women are damaging children every day that live together and fight all day long. Okay, so anyway, Maryland has approved that. Oh, we got a phone call. Sean, we got a phone call. Let's see. Going to agree with someone, me or you. Maryland would join the district of seven states in allowing same-sex marriages. Supporters have cast the bill as a major advance in equal rights. Opponents have called it a misguided attempt to redefine the institute of marriage, which that is the big argument. Despite one of the largest Democratic minorities and majorities, both, in any state, legislature, backers of gay marriage in Maryland had to overcome fierce opposition, and especially from the Black American lawmakers and those with strong Catholic views. Yeah, so... All right, Tom has a comment. Let's see what... Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hi there.
How are you today?
Oh, real good. Just
yeah, I know.
Off of work and heard your discussion there.
And you got a comment on gay marriages, don't you?
Yes, I
okay,
do.
Okay, let's hear it. It's okay. Freedom of speech.
Years ago, it used to be, wasn't illegal, but frowned upon for interracial marriage. Now, since everybody's accepted it, it's the norm. Know the interracial. Why in the heck do they have to make it a big deal about gay marriage? You know, you're marrying interracial. You're mm-hmm. not. You're outside of your own race. Why can't you marry inside of your own gender?
That's a very good point, Tom. And I will pose that point to JP to defend, because it's true. Interracial. You and Glenda wouldn't have been able to get married years ago.
Right. You it wasn't illegal. It was just so taboo that, you know, they didn't make a law that you couldn't marry in an interracial marriage. It was just a taboo that over the years has changed. And two people love each other. I don't care what who they are. If they're a consenting age, more power to them.
Are you gay, Tom?
No.
Okay, that makes me.
I've been married for 21 years with my wife, but I've had lots of gay friends that worked with me, and I've never had a problem with it.
And like you say, if two people love each other, they should be allowed to get married. Thank you for that call, Tom. Appreciate
right,
it very
thanks
much.
A lot.
Boy, I was really thinking it was going to be somebody in your favor, JP.
You didn't even give me a chance to answer.
Well, go ahead and answer now, because Tom's already made his statement. There's no reason to bring him up on. What do you think of that, interracial marriages?
It has nothing to do with each other. I mean, race is the way you're born. Your sexual habits is your behavior. Behavior and your genetic characteristics are two different things.
Well, they're not necessarily finding that to be true now. I mean, if you look through research, that may not be the case. Well, and we'll see 10 years from now, you know?
I mean,
Go on.
The last statement Tom made, and I think he was a good caller. I'm glad we had somebody like that who was willing to call. And
me too.
But the last statement he made, if two people want to get married and they love each other, more power to them. But I just listed examples where we can't let that happen. We can't let siblings marry and produce children. We don't want cousins marrying and having children.
But they do.
But it's in society's interest not to allow it because of the birth defects. We can't let adults marry children. There's all kinds of examples where society says, no, these two people are not going to get married because it's bad for society.
Okay, but what's bad for society between a woman and a woman getting married or a man and a man? Where is that detrimental to society?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't have anything to do with changing
your
genes.
What you and I think right here, every time this is put to a vote, the majority of the citizens vote against it. So people have decided that they don't want this. They don't think it's good for society. And the minority, in this case the gay minority, is overriding the democratic will of the people.
You just said the magic words, because they think it's not good for society. There's nothing genetic in two women marrying each other that is going to do anything to society.
But there is a lot of evidence that is bad for society. I'm not going to present it right here because I don't have it in front of me.
Like
but there
I just
is
said,
evidence.
Two people who don't get along is bad for society when they get married, and the fuel begins with anger and fear. No, some people think it's a moral issue. Some people think it's a moral issue. Some people think it's a religious issue, and I think it's a choice issue.
Okay.
So there we are.
So where do you end the choice?
So I guess we
Who do you let to get married?
I guess we just agree to disagree on this. Thank you, Tom, for your call. I appreciate that. Boy, I was surprised. All right, let's move on. New York's mayor, we all know him, offered a robust defense Friday on a secret police department effort to monitor mosques and Muslims' businesses. Did you hear about this? Also student groups. They're monitoring them in several states. Following a week of criticism from college administrators and politicians who said the intelligence gathering pried too deeply into the lives of law-abiding people. Now, Mayor Bloomfield said that the efforts were vital to protect the city, which, of course, they took the brunt of the 9/11 attacks and witnessed the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, so they know. He said, "We are not going to repeat the mistakes that we made after the 93 bombing. We just cannot let our guard down again. We cannot slack in our vigilance. The threat was real. The threat is real. The threat is not going away." And he has previously, the mayor denied that the department's monitoring of Muslims not suspected of any crime amounted to spying. What do you think of this? Do you think it's
right? What are they
doing? Well, they're not necessarily calling it profiling, but they are involved in photographing mosques, eavesdropping on conversations inside shops, keeping files on Muslims who Americanized their names, and looking around, you know, just kind of getting familiar with what's going on. What do you think?
Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it?
I know it is.
It's similar to that issue you and I are always talking about and kind of debating, is the privacy issue. Where
does it stop?
I'm not so sensitive to my privacy. I figure I'm not doing anything wrong. But on the other hand, I don't want the government spying on me all the time.
Mm-hmm. Reading your diary.
So I don't
following
know.
You. And are they profiling? Do you think they're profiling?
I think profiling is perfectly okay. That's where the danger is. That's where you should be looking. But I don't think they should be spying on people
who they don't have a reason to look at. They're just generally spying on a community.
Well,
I think that's correct.
I think maybe the way it starts is seeing who goes in and out of the mosques, maybe figuring out who they are. And then if they are suspect, they've changed their name American-wise, or there are certain different things. I don't know what the criteria would be.
They're going to pilot
then
school.
Then they begin to, yeah, they're going to pilot school.
Seriously, if that's a...
ordering bomb material,
right.
You know, I mean.
On the internet, how do I make a bomb? Then that guy you should be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I
agree with the
out.
Muslims, and that's very unusual for me to agree with
you
the
gotta
Muslims.
You got to weed them out somehow. You got to begin the process somehow.
I know, but you can't just have the government going in and spying on innocent people.
Well,
the only way
to find out they're innocent is to spy on them, I guess. I mean, that's what Bloomfield says this. Bloomberg says they're not profiling. They're only gathering efforts and information.
In the Muslim community.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
That's profiling.
Yeah.
Here I am, a conservative. I believe in profiling, and I'm not that sensitive about privacy, but in this case, I think he's gone overboard. I just don't think you spy on people.
It's the Muslims, and they're doing the same thing, profiling the Latino citizens down in Arizona, because they're the ones that are coming over the border.
And I think
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what's going
on now.
That's
a good example, though. That's a good point for discussion, because you're right. What they've said in Arizona is you can't pull someone over just because they look Hispanic. But if you've pulled them over for something else and they don't have a driver's license and they don't speak English, now you're allowed to run their data and see if they're an illegal
immigrant. Well, that's
immigrant.
True. Anything. You can check on somebody if you pull them over for something. Yeah.
So there's different meanings of the word profiling. I think what they're doing in New York is wrong.
Well, in New York, they are focusing on monitoring Muslims. They are. And the mosques. But that's where they think they're hiding out. That's where they start the information process. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's New York, though, but that's what they're doing over there. Also in Massachusetts, a judge on Tuesday defended her decision to order a mentally ill woman to have an abortion. Listen to this
one.
And not only that, to be sterilized against her wishes. Whew. She's blasted Boston University. She went for a job interview there, and they actually brought her into the process of giving her this job, this judge, Christina Harms. And then they found out about this case where a schizophrenic woman was chosen, was crazy, but came before the judge, so she ordered an abortion.
Why the abortion? How does because that have
she,
anything to do with
it? Because she was pregnant. And she'd been pregnant before, and her mother was taking care of a baby she had had.
Okay.
She was mentally ill, schizophrenic. The parents agreed that she should be incompetent and awarded guardianship to them. And they consented for the abortion, got the judge to consent to the abortion, made her get an abortion. And I'm telling you that her ruling has spirited debate among bloggers on both sides.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, she did. And now she's thinking of retaliation on BU, which is the university she applied for a job, because now they're reneging on the job.
The judge.
And they're saying it has to do with this issue.
Well, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a strange decision. The baby didn't do anything wrong. Why are you killing the baby? Because she's a schizophrenic.
Well, plus they sterilized her, so she could never have any more children.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She based her sterilization order on concerns that the woman had two previous pregnancies and would continue to have unprotected.